Lava tour guide Sean King died after what some believe may have been due to exposure to a hazardous gas cloud. King was well acquainted with the hazards of volcano viewing and had also volunteered with the Volcanoes National Park. It happened last week while King was leading a tour in a remote area, which may have made getting immediate medical help difficult. There are various agencies that share jurisdiction over the Volcanoes area, and there are limited commercial permits available. Now, Jessica Faircaint is with the National Park Service. She knew King personally. As we mentioned, he had served as a volunteer at that park.
The mission of Hawaii Volcanoes National Park is to provide safe access to active volcanism. In 2017, there were more than 2 million visitors to Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. The vast majority of them did not have a bad experience here, health and safety-wise.
Right, and that's really important for you, and that's why you close off areas if the viewing is particularly hazardous.
That's right. Volcanoes, being one of Earth's most dynamic and ever-changing natural features, are inherently dangerous. They present many hazards, whether it is the steam or the gases or the deep cracks or the sharpness of hardened lava or the molten lava itself. There are no lack of hazards associated with active volcanoes. But if they are viewed in a safe manner, you can have a very safe experience.
Now, this particular incident did not happen within your jurisdiction. It was outside the national park's boundaries, correct?
That's correct. The tour operator who died last week was not in Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. He was pretty close to the boundary. I think it was about 1,000 feet away from the park boundary. And as far as I know, they have not released autopsy results on Sean King yet, but his death might not be related to lava.
Well, what can you share with our listeners about the importance of minding the rules and staying where officials have deemed to be safe viewing points? Because you have had some fatalities in the park, but my understanding is that they were in areas that were off limits.
That's correct. Since 1990, we've had 5 lava-related deaths in the national park. Unfortunately, all 5 of those were in closed areas.
You folks have recently released a safety video. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have long told visitors to stay lava safe, and they can do that by staying out of closed areas and obeying all posted signs. Closed areas, for instance, when the lava was going into the ocean from mid-2016 through November of last year, a lot of people went out to go and see lava pouring into the ocean. It's one of the most amazing things you can see. But the bench or the delta of new land that that lava going into the ocean forms is really on an unstable substrate. There were several big collapses of that bench, which creates a lot of hazards in addition to gases. There's flying ballistic pieces of lava rock, et cetera, that come out, and people can also be swept away. So our campaign for that was to keep people away from the delta and its possible collapse. And to do that, we set up a lava viewing area about 900 feet east of the bench. And that was determined by the park and USGS as a safe zone where if there was a collapse or there was an explosion or the wind suddenly changed and brought hydrochloric acid, you know, onto viewers, that they would be far away enough that they would remain safe. So we set up lava viewing areas, not just down at the coast where the lava flows are, but also at the summit of Kilauea at Jagger Museum. There is a viewing area of the summit eruption of that lava lake feature, and that is about 1 mile away.
Now, there are operators that bring tours in by boat, and I know that jurisdiction generally falls under DLNR. There are only certain permits that are allowed. But can you talk about just the winds and, you know, what noxious, you know, clouds of fumes might be blowing and you know, how do visitors know how to make the right decision, whether they think it's a good day to go out or not?
Well, Catherine, there's no lava going into the ocean right now, so there's not really any lava ocean tours happening right now. But the ocean part of an ocean entry, when there is one, that is the jurisdiction of the U.S. Coast Guard as well as the State of Hawaii Department of Land and Natural Resources. And if the lava goes into the ocean again, I believe that those two agencies have made it the captain's responsibility on how close or far that they want to remain. But you really should contact those sources and get their insight.
Is there any number that visitors can call to get information on your end just about areas that are closed off?
The best place for people to find out more information about Kilauea Volcano, and Kilauea Volcano, keep in mind, is erupting from two locations. We have one volcano with two eruptions. You have the summit eruption here at about 4,000 feet in the main part of a park, just 2 miles from the Kilauea Visitor Center. And then we have the East Rift Zone eruption from Pu'u'o'o, and that's been happening since 1983. The best place, the best source for information is the park website, and that's nps.gov/Hawaii Volcanoes. That is updated regularly. We link to the USGS webcams and the daily Kilauea status update. We talk about any park alerts. You know, Kilauea is not the only hazardous feature in this park. We also have Mauna Loa. And Mauna Loa right now, the summit is closed because we are expecting winter weather with up to 6 to 8 inches of snow and extremely high winds, gusts up to 65 miles an hour from the southwest. So, you know, people are advised to go to the park website to check out any alerts that might be happening in the park.
We checked also with Hawaii County Fire Department about the responses that they get called out to, the 911 calls, and they said their number one call is actually for people who are injured falling off bicycles.
That's not surprising. Yes, they're to get out to where the surface lava flows are, both in the national park and outside of the park. The closest way to reach them is from the Kalapana Lava Viewing Area, which is managed by the County of Hawaii. There are vendors that are not affiliated with the Park Service outside on the county side of things, renting bicycles and providing that mode of transportation for visitors. You know, you're riding out on a very loose gravel emergency access road. It's also riddled with potholes because of heavy rains, and it's not a maintained road. It's an emergency access road that happens to be being used by these bicycle tour companies. And the hazards of the road are, if you haven't ridden a bike and you're not used to a non-asphalt kind of surface, it can definitely be challenging and dangerous for somebody who doesn't have that bicycling experience.
Right, and I think the point is, you know, people might be a little alarmed hearing of the recent fatality, and until we know what the cause of death was and what the conditions are that might have led to his death, people just need to know there are other hazards in the park, and being overcome by hazardous fumes is really, it's pretty rare.
It is really rare to be overcome by hazardous fumes, especially if you are doing the two things that keep you lava safe. By one is staying out of closed area, and two is obeying and heeding all posted signs. The vast majority of the 2 million-plus visitors that come here every year are leaving without a bad experience or without getting hurt or having to take a trip to the hospital. But it's when people don't realize their own capabilities also that they're getting hurt. A lot of people, we treat every single night, we are treating lacerations from people who've slipped and fallen on hardened lava, which, of course, you know, there's a lot of silica or glass in hardened lava, so it's very, very sharp. Even though we do advise everybody, you know, on our website, and rangers tell them all the time, wear long pants, wear gloves, wear, you know, long sleeves if you can, and, you know, to dress appropriately. But the vast majority of people don't, because it's hot down there, and they don't want to be in long pants, or they think that the gloves are silly, and they're not going to fall, but, you know, inevitably somebody does end up falling every night.
That was Jessica Hurricane of Volcanoes National Park on the Big Island talking about how people can keep lava safe.